And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It takes a lot of sweat, elbow grease, and tears to gain the status of being a prophetic voice. Us locals are being blessed with the presence of such voices next weekend. The Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II has stimulated the North Carolina NAACP into a driving force and led many of us to follow him onto the historic thousands on Jones Street for 8 years, and then over 900 of us being arrested at the Moral Monday Forward Together challenges of the North Carolina legislature. During the past 2 years, a vigorous salute to this Reverend and all of us who appreciate his prophetic voice. Another prophetic voice. Baldemar Velasquez, son of migrant farm workers, preacher, singer, a MacArthur Award for Genius Grant winner, and founder of Flock, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, has developed a unique three-way collective bargaining agreement between First Campbell Soup, farmers and farm workers in the 80s, with Mount Olive Pickle Company at the corner of Cucumber and Vine, farmers and farm workers in 2004, and now is vigorously at work on the same vital dynamic with the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Both Barber and Velasquez have succeeded in stirring up the churches, community groups, and many of us possibly complacent do-gooders to rally alongside these prophetic voices as the continuing struggle for justice for the workers goes forward. At Binkley Baptist, the Seymour Symposium, onward through the fog with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.